So then as we think about the end of the row unit and think about closing, you know, traditional closing systems have been around about 40 years. You look at planters from the late 70s, early 80s, they either had two angled rubber wheels or a couple vertical discs with a packer wheel. They really haven't changed that much. And so over the years, you know, a lot of manufacturers have gone after retrofit closing wheels. So spiked wheels, poly wheels, metal wheels, cast wheels on that frame. And it's common for farmers to have a row or two of various closing wheels to try. We said it's not the wheels that we need to perfect. We just need to get rid of those frames. They haven't been updated. They're not built for today's farming. And so we developed a closing system called FurrowForce that instead of using that single stage or the vertical disc to close, so let's make two stages. The first stage is going to close aggressively. The second stage will gauge the depth of the first stage and then firm the soil to set soil density. So that's what FurrowForce does. The first stage aggressively moves soil horizontally to close. Its depth can be adjusted and gauged by stage two. The second stage firms that soil so you have good soil density. Growers that ran FurrowForce the past couple years a lot of times have one complaint. I can't find the seed furrow when I dig behind the planter. It's a complaint, but it's really a good thing because you've destroyed the seed furrow and you have a very consistent environment for germination and emergence to occur. That's what we're after, is that consistent germination, emergence, which ultimately gives us consistent yield by plant, whether it's corn, soybeans, really any crops grown anywhere in the world will benefit from that uniform emergence.